This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Look at the clock, Victoria, ticking and talking away. That's our job, not to tick off people, but to talk. Get it? Wednesday, November the 18th is upon us. Yes, it is. And it's the DJV program. D, Doug, J, Jennifer, V, Victoria, Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Are we concerned about what's going on? Yeah, we're kind of concerned, but not overly concerned, because things have a way of sort of straightening out. Sooner or later, the molten lava from the volcanoes will cover the surface of the earth, and it'll all be well again, and the fishes and amphibians will rule the planet, or the bugs, the bacteria. It'll be the planet of, Corona planet. Look at that. How's that sound? Kind of romantic, huh? It's Coronaville.
Well, you freaked me out with the volcano thing, because that makes me think of Pompeii, right?
Really? The last days of Pompeii.
Don't worry, you won't have time to freak out if it's like Pompeii.
Adios.
The expression on those people's faces.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Oof.
All right, so speaking of whatever it is that we have that's spelled COVID, actually, that's not the official name of it. There's another. It's SARS-CoV, I think, is what the official name. How about if you want to move someplace, move. You can move to the Ozarks. They'll pay you $10,000. The Northwest Arkansas Council, what do you think of that, ladies, shelling out a million bucks to attract top talent to the charming small towns in the Ozarks. Well, if you're working remotely, if you have Fios down there, you'll be out of business because they don't do well in the any rural areas. But this is a call to recent grads, to families and career changers. You want a unique opportunity to create balance for those eager to move from the congested, expensive, larger cities and suburbs.
That's right, we're a huge trend right now. That's what, you know, I mean, every major city has, because of the virus, has seen a lot of people moving to the suburbs. So it's, you know, it's, I don't know anything about the Ozarks, except the TV show is very popular with Jason Bateman. But sure, if you want to move to the wilderness, right, why not take $10,000 to do it?
Well, there are Walmart's headquartered down in Bentonville.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson Foods is headquartered down there someplace. And J.B. Hunt, the big trucking company, they're all looking for STEM people, science, technology, engineering, mathematicians. You'll notice there's no art involved in this, not any steamers, just STEMers. So there's a good call for those people who are getting out of school. You don't know where to go or what to do. This is the Savannah Economic Development Authority promoting commerce in Georgia. They have launched a similar program back in June. They paid $2,000 in up to $2,000 in moving costs to get qualified technology workers to relocate down there. And in Tulsa, they're offering the same, $10,000 for 250 remote workers to relocate down there, provide a one-year membership at a co-working space. What's that?
Like WeWork, you know, the temporary office type spaces that everyone works on a shift kind of basis, which is how a lot of offices are probably going to reopen. They're calling them pods.
Yeah.
So like my friends who work in Manhattan, they're going to go back, like, you know, pod A goes in 2 days a week and then pod B goes in, you know, it's a staggered schedule.
Right.
So in this case, they just don't have their own office building. They're using a temporary space.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually can save a lot of money in rent, if you think about it. You know, it's
bad
news for landlords, but it's good news for companies.
And we have a lot of empty space here. In Topeka, Kansas, they're offering you up to $10,000 too, if you want to buy homes there, $5,000 to renters as well. So an extra, where the money's coming from, given the pandemic.
You have a seller. I saw The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, right?
It's a good,
well, there was away, a story.
And away we go! Yes,
yeah,
the story.
There was a story yesterday on local news. I'm in New Jersey, so I'm right outside of New York. And there was a story in local news in New York that 300,000 people have left the city. And that's just based on forwarding addresses from the Postal Service. So that's not like a study of, you know, who's left or whatever. It was just based on forwarding addresses. So it's, you know, it's a lot of cities are seeing this like mass exodus.
Los Angeles, they're leaving in droves.
San Francisco, because the rent is so ridiculous. That's
wasn't even COVID. That was happening before. Now you add coronavirus into it. And
well, it'll be easier to drive around looking at it that way, Jen.
A little less time. What am I doing here? What do they know that I don't? Maybe I should go too.
Well, I think my spiritual philosophy is that you're exactly where you're supposed to be when you're there. So if the going has gotten tough wherever you are, you can bounce back if you go somewhere else, perhaps. If that's really what you think you want to do or ought to do, and then, you know, you better your life if it's not working. I remember not that long ago, how many years ago, people were moving into the cities, away from the suburbs, away from rural America. And now it's just the opposite. So it goes back and forth. It's the pendulums, like politics, back and forth, tick-tock, in and out. That's what is going on. Speaking of that sort of thing, and being in Georgia, let's find out what's going on with the election results there. Is there certification coming this week? Biden's got a lead, right?
I think it's supposed to come today, but they're still counting, and magically they've been finding bags of votes that have been favoring President Trump. And when I say bags of votes, I mean thumb drives that were not actually counted. So yesterday, the Georgia Secretary of State said that he found another group of ballots that had not been counted.
Where do they find these? I want to know where they're finding.
It's a thumb drive. One was a thumb drive. I think, what was the other county? That was actual physical ballots.
Thumb drive is
ballots.
The thing you stick in the back side of the computer,
was it Fulton
right?
County? There was one yesterday that came that
Yeah,
came
the new
up.
One was the thumb drive, and that had like, it was like 1,500 votes for Trump, 1,100 for Biden, and like 60 for whoever you voted for, Doug, whoever the third person was.
Kanye West.
Kanye, yeah.
No, I didn't vote for Kanye. I'm not doing that. All right, so anyway,
the
runoff elections, though. What are the polls
depending
look
on
like?
My ballot, yeah.
Depending on the state, yeah.
What are the, in those two runoff elections for the Senate, what is the current climate there? Because a lot hangs on the ballot.
It's going to be a disaster. There was actually a story in the LA Times yesterday, where I live in Los Angeles, that had a warning from the Secretary of State in Georgia saying that they'll prosecute people from California who are moving to Georgia just to vote in the election with the intent of moving back. So
who the hell would
do that now?
That is so stupid.
They can't, but they can't register now to vote.
They can't even register.
They're literally, check out the publication.
That sounds like an internet hoax.
Yeah.
Well, the LA Times ran with it, Politico, and there was another source that I can't remember what it was. It was a mainstream source that said people in California are moving to Georgia to try to vote in the runoff. And not only are people trying to do stuff like that, but there are also a lot of activists who are descending upon the state to try to volunteer and to gin up support, and a ton of money is flying into the state. So
it's going to be a waste of money, because as we saw in this election, money doesn't buy you the win.
You're
not going to not spend it, though.
That's a waste. That's too bad.
The president's campaign is going to request a recount in Wisconsin. Cost them about $8 million. They have to foot the bill, right? All the recounts, the various campaigns that ask them.
Unless
how much is Trump got left in his campaign?
I don't know how much money he has on hand, but he does have a lot of money in donations, because there are a lot of people who are donating to help support the legal fight. I mean, they're fundraising off of this. So
So it'll be interesting to see what is left and what he does with it. If he puts it away to run another day. And maybe if Trump should run for mayor of New York to get rid of that boob who's there. What do you think? Remember when the discussion
literally
about Hillary?
Literally a dead body would beat Trump in New York City right now, so that's
really?
Not a good idea. He should be mayor of Palm Beach.
Which is about what the mayor is.
What did you just going to say?
That's right. Weekend at Bernie's. Like,
that's it.
Yeah. New York is not the place for him. Palm Beach, maybe. He'd be a good fan all year.
Hillary was going to run for mayor of New York one time. Well, that was a rumor.
No, that
remember?
That was just a rumor.
A bad rumor?
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, that's the Trump story. In a moment, the president is doing some other things that have nothing to do with politics, or do they? We'll find out in a moment or two, 15 after the hour, on the DJV program. If you haven't heard yet, the folks at Calitrin are making it extra easy for you to get on the bandwagon to lose weight, thanks to their fabulous promotion. They always have kind of a promotion going on. That is, you can buy the product that the regular price, and they always get ancillary help, different things that they have in their treasure trove of ways for you to lose weight, keep it off, and change the sculpting of your body. And that's really the reason to choose this company, to choose this product. Calitrin equals healthy weight loss. Remember on the blackboard in the third grade, the teacher used to say, used to put up on the blackboard, 2 + 2 equals, the equal sign equals 4. So in the case of Calitrin, it's 3 + 3 = 3. Because you only have to pay for 3 of them to get 6 of them. You like my math or not, ladies? What do you think? 3 + 3.
I'm a little lost.
Why? Why are you lost? 3?
Because I tuned out on your math. That's what I
thought. Oh, come on. Calitrin, specially formulated, scientifically proven to lose weight and to keep it off. You got to stay on the program, in my estimation, although they don't say that in as many words, but that's my experience. 6 months, and then you've trained your body. Not only do you kick the weight off, but you keep it off. That's what's cool about Calitrin. So you want to have a better night's sleep. Jennifer will testify to that. All of these things that are there come as a result of them, the doctor and the three nurses that put the formula together, coming up with something that works and has worked for decades. So you want to get in on it and lose the weight and take advantage of the Thanksgiving Day special. Buy as many as you want, 3, 4, 5, 10 if you want, and get the same equal number, 3, 4, 5, 10 free. That's the way it works. So everybody in the family, your friends, you've got everybody on this thing losing weight as we go into Thanksgiving. The healthy, right way. Correct the weight problem with Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Get on the bandwagon. Get on the program. Get on the product. When you are checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV. No shipping charges and certainly the entree into the Thanksgiving special. That's toploss.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
What's new in-store at Staples?
Printing that gives you more.
HP OfficeJet Pro printers are now available with HP Plus.
HP Plus saves you money with 6 months of free ink at no extra cost and saves you trouble with double the warranty.
The OfficeJet Pro is HP's best printer for working and learning from home.
HP Plus, available only at Staples.
Shop in-store or get same day with Instacart.
See staples.com/HP Plus for details. Instacart fees, taxes, additional terms, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability.
All right, let's see what we got going on with the president. There's a move afoot to cut the troop levels in Afghanistan and Iraq, which is okay with me. The order to reduce troops could come sometime this week, it would seem. The levels could go down by 2,500. Mitch McConnell's pushing the president to reconsider the idea, and so is former National Security Advisor General McMaster. What do they call him? But was that No, that was.
I know who you're thinking of. The other
are you talking about H.R. McMaster?
Mad Dog.
Mad Dog.
Okay. So this is disastrous. So he says, McMaster says, but a precipitous withdrawal like that would be worse. He said, getting them out a little at a time. I think
pulling everybody at once is what a lot of the security experts seem to say is the wrong thing.
But they've already been pushing down the numbers. I think that there's,
I thought we've been talking about this.
Left? Yeah, they've been
Obama was
going to
do it. Bush is the one who caused the problem, but Obama was going to pull them down. How come he was all ready to do it?
Down.
So how come Trump's a bad guy for doing it and Obama wasn't? Well, for trying
I don't think he's being labeled the bad guy for this. I think it's just they want him to do it cautiously.
Yeah. The militarists are all they want to. Yeah, have lots of soldiers and guns and stuff. All right, 21 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Come. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Here this Christmas, new Christmas music, this time from Gwen Stefani, who's dropped a video for this song, Here This Christmas. That's what you're listening to in the background, recorded over various studio sessions. The video offers a behind-the-scenes look at the making of the track and features Stefani working with co-writer and producer One Republic's Ryan Tedder. Stefani released Here This Christmas a month or so ago. The track serves as the theme song for this year's Hallmark Channel Countdown to Christmas programming. Has that started? They have Hallmark movies?
I'm already into it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How many movies a year do they normally
I think this year it's 74.
No.
Well, they're not all new.
It really is.
Are they all new?
Yeah.
Really?
I know they do what I learned from a friend of mine who's all into this too, is that, because remember last year, I was pushed against Hallmark movies, and last year I was like, all right, maybe they're not so bad, and I started kind of giving them a chance. But my friend was saying that they do a new one every Thursday, so I know for sure there's at least enough to do that. But
yeah.
74.
They air a new one every Thursday.
So
they've been making these over
lines.
The summer.
So how in the world did they do
something? Yeah, it's the same storyline, right, isn't
it? But that's what makes it. That's why they're so successful, because they're very formulaic. And they just plug in same actors that rate really highly with the audience.
Also,
it's going to be a happy ending.
Have any of you ever had a kiss like in a Hallmark movie? Because let's be honest,
they're very PG.
Well, there's chemistry building, and you're like, yeah, come on. You never get the yeah, come on. It always culminates in this kiss, just a very simple kiss on the lips, where the heavens open up and the angels sing, and you're like, huh.
No one ever ends up in bed, you mean?
I know.
They're like Ken and Barbie dolls. Right, they don't really have...
It all culminates with a handshake at the end.
Am I missing something? Every time you kiss on the lips, do you go to bed? But I missed that.
No, what I'm saying is that
it's very
chicka-boom-boom. It all culminates. Right. Everything is building, building, building. And then they don't even, do a real kiss. They've got,
I bet you Gwen Stefani does real kissing with Blake, right?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Here's Gwen doing Sleigh Ride, one of my favorite Christmas tunes. There are a lot of things. The deluxe edition reissue of her holiday album, You Make It Feel Like Christmas, came that first time around was 2017, but now she's got this in the new album, Sleigh Ride. Back in July, she and Blake shared a new song, Happy Anywhere. She was also featured on Mark Ronson's remix of Dua Lipa's Physical from the Future Nostalgia Remix LP. You got that? Everybody got that?
Mm-hmm.
The Future Remix. I just like that term, remix. All right, let's see what's going on with Dolly. 26 half the hour here on the DJV program. She has reaffirmed her living saint status. She's going to be partly responsible for helping supply some hope during, what is the, well, she, in April she gave $1 million to Vanderbilt in Nashville toward the research. And they helped her develop the Moderna vaccine. She says, my longtime friend, Dr. Naji Abumrad, who's been involved in research at Vanderbilt for years, informed me that they were making some exciting advancements toward research of the cure. A trial, preliminary trial of the Moderna vaccine. Remember, I think yesterday Ken referred to it as mRNA. That's what the vaccine's called, mRNA. It was developed together with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. 95% effective. That's what everybody is talking about, man. And how Dolly, isn't that interesting to know that Dolly was sort of the first one in the door to help get this done? Everybody who gets this can thank her. Millions and millions of people will probably have this vaccine in the next year. She's been very philanthropic, though. She has, let's see, what else has she done here? The Childhood Literacy Program. It's called Imagination Library. That's been, she's been busy with that.
She's given so many books to different libraries around the country. Oh, my gosh. She's just, she's like a living saint.
You know, there's a new Time Life, there's a new Time Life special on her. Have you seen it promoted? I saw it yesterday.
No, there's one on Netflix. There's a documentary on her on Netflix right now. I haven't seen it yet, but it's in our
Well, maybe they took this, the Time Life thing may come from that. Because it's all about her from the beginning to now. She looks, I think she looks awful, frankly. She looks emaciated.
She's awesome.
She is awesome. That doesn't mean that she isn't, like, look like she...
Well, she's 75. I mean, she's...
No, I don't look like that. I'm 74.
I hope that you don't look like Dolly Parton.
Well, you know, you know what I mean.
Because that would be weird.
I haven't had any plastic surgery, but she...
Plus, we never see you again. If Doug looked like Dolly Parton, we'd never see him again. He would just be locked away.
One-stop shopping.
All right, enough of that. 29 past the hour on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360, Chevrolet will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric connected and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial E-Crate offering. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Georgia recount again finds uncounted ballots missing from the November 3rd election totals. And again, they favored President Trump. This time, the missing votes were found in Fayette County, Georgia. Georgia voting official Gabriel Sterling chalks it up to human error.
The human beings that are part of this are the weakest link in the whole system. But that's why there's these checks and double checks and triple checks that we do before we finalize the audit phase of this.
In Michigan, two members refused to certify the Wayne, Michigan voting results because of voting irregularities. After Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer stepped in and called out the two for partisan politics, they flipped their votes after they were promised a full audit in the state. The Trump campaign dropped another lawsuit in Nevada claiming 15,000 voters voted in Nevada and another state. The lawsuit also claims a signature voting machine in Clark County was not accurate. Clark County is home of Las Vegas, Nevada. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
One transportation company is giving back to its employees that have kept America rolling through the pandemic. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Union Pacific Railroad is planning on giving roughly 31,000 of its employees a $1,000 bonus next month. The Omaha, Nebraska-based railroad saying on Tuesday the bonuses will cost the company around $37 million. Railroad officials saying all employees who have worked at least 30 days during the pandemic will receive bonuses for helping keep the railroad moving during the virus outbreak. The railroad saying shipping volume is up about 3% in the fourth quarter as it continues to handle a large number of containers of imported goods because consumer demand remains strong. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL announced plans Tuesday to hold a virtual Pro Bowl in January. The All-Star Game was originally scheduled to take place in Las Vegas the week before the Super Bowl, but last month the league canceled those plans that will now be replaced with a virtual game. The players selected for the league's All-Star Game will instead compete on the Madden 21 gridiron. The NFL says it's working with ESPN and ABC to ensure that competition is broadcast. And Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is the latest lawmaker to have tested positive for coronavirus. At 87 years old, Grassley is considered high risk for COVID-19. Grassley is the president pro tempore of the Senate and oversaw votes on Monday. He tweeted Tuesday that he feels fine and is currently quarantining at home. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
After the hour now, I'm Doug Steffen from the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, you want to say hello? I'm Jennifer Horn from the DJV show. You
like? Hi, I'm Jennifer Horn from the DJV show.
Victoria, want to take a shot at it?
I'm Victoria Keelan. This sounds like 60 Minutes.
All right, so, that's a good idea. Why don't we, maybe we should start every,
that was a slam. That was not an encouragement.
No,
I get anxiety every time I hear that because that meant Sunday night I had to go to bed. That was, I don't like
school.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a trigger for me.
So here's some really,
in general, a trigger.
It's interesting because we are talking a lot about businesses that are having trouble. The Home Depot apparently is having none. They have made an extra $1 billion in profits because of all the people that are having to build out their homes or all the work that was done.
Not even that have to. People have been home, so what have they been doing? They've been working on their projects.
Right.
They've been doing things that they put off forever.
Yeah.
DIY projects. You're right, adding home offices and those types of spaces.
Yeah.
Sure.
So Home Depot has announced that they're going to give their employees incremental compensation of $1 billion. How about that? If you work for Home Depot, I've noticed the Home Depots that are around me, there are a couple of them, there's signs everywhere, help wanted, and paying $12 an hour or whatever it is. Would you work for some place? Suppose if you didn't have a job, $12 an hour is $12 an hour.
Totally.
Right? So anyway, the majority of Home Depot's 400,000 employees get a pay bump at Christmas. Who would have thought? I know there are a couple of stores around, and I know they're everywhere, but who would have thought that there were 475,000 people? That's like a Walmart. I mean, another one, right? They've been doing a lot of...
Isn't Walmart the nation's largest employer?
Yeah. Right.
I don't know how many employees that means. If Home Depot is 400,000, then what does Walmart have? It must be double?
Would you take a job? They're going to change their pay. Actually, they've already done it. Well, Walmart's increased their pay to $15 an hour. They were 11, so that's what they did. And now they're going to do basically the same thing. Target has moved to $15 an hour, and so Home Depot is going to do the same thing. So $15 an hour looks like that's going to be the standard for these kinds of jobs, the big box stores. I wonder what the people at Best Buy, places like, and what do they make? Have you ever worked retail, either of you, like at a counter in a department store when you were younger? Anybody?
No, I worked not in a department store. I worked... I worked for, remember Bass? You remember those stores?
Oh, yeah.
Shoes like and the clothing and stuff?
Yeah.
Pro shops?
Right. No, Bass. Clothes, shoes. I know what you're talking about, yeah. Yeah, when I was in college, one semester I did that. It was awful. Retail is so hard, because I was just folding sweaters all day long, and then everybody comes in, and they just mess the whole pile up. So, like, I've been through that, and I had that traumatic experience where you start all over again. Mm-hmm. And so, like, whenever I go into a retail store, I'm very careful to not mess up the piles, because I know how annoying that is for people. Yeah. But, yeah, retail's tough. That's a tough business to be in.
Yeah, my father's in the clothing business. And I think it was wholesale, but my job as a kid was to go around. As soon as I got a license, I started driving around to the stores and taking inventory of the product that he was selling, so it could automatically be, that was before they had the SKU things. So you could just, now you just push a button and tell you how many are sold and how many they need, that kind of stuff. But you used to have to go around and take the inventory, and that was not a lot of fun. You're right. Pushing people around. I want that coat.
But driving around to different stores and doing inventory, that sounds a lot more exciting to me than being Sisyphus with a pile of sweaters. Where I think I would have taken your job over mine for sure.
Names in the news: Conan O'Brien. Conan O'Brien! That's how he's introduced. So is anybody surprised that he's leaving that 10-year-old late-night show? Been on TBS?
A little bit, yeah. I thought it was kind of a bummer. I guess it hasn't gotten a lot of attention lately, but no. And my dad really likes Conan, so I mentioned it to him. And
as a person or on the air?
On the air.
Yeah, I don't. I think he's too patronizing.
But you know what is better about him, I think, is that he is not as overtly political as some of the other late night hosts.
Stephen Colbert,
Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel has become political.
Right. But either way, it's
Colbert always was.
So maybe that's why the other night, ladies, at the People's Choice Award, Jimmy Fallon, who's not a great entertainer nor is he a great host, won over the other guys because... He's not political.
He's silly. Yeah, he's goofy.
Yeah, right. We don't want any of that here.
People want a break. It's just too much.
Yeah. Jimmy Fallon brings in a much younger audience than any of the other ones, though.
He does.
That's
because the others are old, especially Colbert. What an annoying SOB he is.
It sounds like you watch him a lot for someone who doesn't like him.
Well, I see the promos because I watch a lot of CBS shows, frankly. I'm probably more tuned into CBS other than
the
for a couple of shows.
Promos are really annoying. I'm with you. I never watch it, but I have very strong feelings about Colbert, and I think it's because of those dumb things that he does in between the programs. Ugh.
So the rumor is going to start a variety show. Did you say that, Jennifer? Who said that?
I said that about Conan. Yeah, he's going on HBO Max, I think. He's already there.
Oh, you're going to do it over there.
He's doing, well, he does his travel show, Conan Without Borders, which is actually a really great show. It's going to be still on TBS, but then he's also launching a new variety series on HBO Max. So we're not really sure what that looks like yet, but that could be fun.
All right, here's an idea. What do you think of this? He and Jay Leno together, I wonder if they are friends in real life and how, if that going on the road thing works, would it be that they take some of Jay Leno's cars?
They are not friends, because remember Jay Leno?
Oh.
I think the show was
They threw it off. Yeah.
Right.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. I can't. So I don't know that they're. I don't know. I mean, maybe they have no bad blood, but I remember that was a weird thing.
All right. Next up here is Princess Diana in The Crown has COVID. Emma Corrin. I don't know her. She's the young Princess Diana. I like the one. Who was the one?
She looks like her.
Who played Princess? No, I guess I'm thinking about the lady who played the queen, who went on to other stuff. I'm trying to remember what her name was. But at any rate, this show has attracted so much attention because it's so good. Don't you think? Have you, both of you been watching that?
No, I started with the first season, and I thought it was good, and I don't remember why I got distracted. I'll have to go back to it because everyone I know loves it.
She was in a freezing cold pool, and she got sick. She got hospitalized because it was so cold. She apparently has been asthmatic and had a bad cough as well prior to the filming, and then they let her go in the pool. That was kind of dumb.
Well, they were filming some scene where she's in the pool with Harry and Little William. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But and then I guess the little kid couldn't swim. You know, there's always some stage moms like, oh, he can totally swim, and then the kid's like drowning in the pool just to get the part. So I think that's like what happened.
That.
Problem.
Yeah. So anyway, I hope she's better. They start with that. I think the fourth season starts tonight.
It's on right now.
Week?
It's already on. Yeah.
Have you watched it?
No, I have to catch up. I'm a couple seasons behind.
Okay. So this season, not to be a spoiler, is basically about Princess Di and how she got into the royal family. Is this the last year?
This is where they're ending. Yeah.
Ah,
they don't.
Okay.
They don't, because they, you know, they had said that they didn't want to get too current. They don't want to offend, you know, William and Harry and Meghan and Kate.
They don't.
No. Oh, okay. They're kind of ending it with Princess Diana.
Mm-hmm.
And they,
all right, coming up.
I was talking to about that, so that they actually made the queen the sympathetic figure, not Diana, which I thought was kind
really?
Of interesting.
Yeah. Just before we pause for a moment or two, Hugh Grant has apparently been COVID. I was asking you the other night whether you were watching that new show that he's in
You're going to say Farhead, and I'm going to say Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman, yes, thank you very much. That's good. Am I that predictable?
Yes.
So,
and then I'm going to say, no, I haven't seen it.
Okay. It is a good show. I would suggest this. There are so many good programs around now.
That's the problem. It's
and there no, is right. There's no time for it.
Which is why I only watch the junk that's been canceled. It just does your, it's better.
Really?
Yeah.
My friend Tucker and I were talking yesterday about how he's doing with a new NBC show, Debris, that's going to come out in January. And apparently he's very excited about it. And it's he says, going great. Well, he always says that about everything. But I can tell by his tone that it's going well. And my son, as I think I've said, has a production deal. I haven't said this on the air, though, have I? Production deal for...
Are you allowed to say it yet? Yeah.
I can kind of say it.
Okay.
Here's
right.
how the deal was blown.
No.
Right.
No. So, anyway, just Hugh Grant said his eyeballs felt about three sizes too big when he had the COVID. Is that how you felt, Jennifer?
He probably has the same neurological symptoms, yes. And I feel like I got COVID. I think I told you guys. I feel like I got it through my eyes because right when I got sick and I didn't think I had COVID, I thought I just had a cold or something. Yeah. My eyes were so, like, upset. They were just angry eyes, like red and just... Ugh.
He and his wife got this back in February. And so anyway, he said, I felt like somebody was sitting on my chest. I thought when I was walking down the street one day, I couldn't smell a damn thing. You start to panic, he said, and then people just started to talk about this as a symptom. I started sniffing flowers. Nothing. So
flowers? I was sniffing bleach and onions.
Sniffing, he said, garbage cans. Anything. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Sniffing strangers' armpits. Nothing.
Nothing.
Eventually, he said he went home and sprayed his wife's Chanel No. 5 onto his face. Nothing. Somebody's obviously okay.
It freaked me out when Jen said that she stuck her nose in a bottle of bleach and couldn't smell anything. I could not believe that. No. Oh, my gosh.
Coming up, Jennifer burns her cat. That'll be in a moment or two. If you don't have a MyPillow or know somebody who is without MyPillows, maybe this is your cue. MyPillows, this is a cool thing because they've been a sponsor of this program for, I don't know, 3 years or so. And I find every year at this time it gets to the point of being kind of exciting. If you're into this sort of thing, you're looking for something and you don't have something for somebody that you care about, this is a nice way to say I care, because this enhances what you can give to a person to get a better night's rest. All these elegant My Pillows, the regular size, the big size, what they call it, queen and king size. Yep, save $40. Yep, big 4-0, $40 right now at MyPillow.com. The premium My Pillows are on sale, and you get till next March to decide whether you like them or not. Money back up until March 1st if you don't like them. This is a big deal. The lowest price of the year and the best guarantee of the year. Put that together and let's get your house filled up with My Pillows, okay? Check out all the other things that are at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, save huge, hugely would be the adverb. Use the promo code DJV to get these savings on checkout.
Is your pet's constant itching and scratching making you crazy enough to pull your own hair out? Hi, Warren Eckstein here. More than 30 years ago, I started talking to you about your pets on radio and TV. I heard over and over how your cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, itching, and shedding. Solving these problems inspired me to formulate my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I consulted top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And now, more than 30 years later, Hugs and Kisses have been a healthy daily treat for generations of pets. Just read the comments from verified and satisfied buyers on my website, thepetshow.com. If you want to control your pet shedding, if that dander is driving you crazy, or you like to build a barrier for flea season, just go to my website, thepetshow.com, and order my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. While you're there, watch my webisodes on behavior, or just look at some of the amazing videos. Thepetshow.com. Remember, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
All right, for those of you who love cats, time for you to take a shot at Jennifer because she almost killed her cat.
Oh, no. Stop. I did not. That's over the top.
She just set her on fire. It's not a big deal.
No, it's nothing serious.
A small fire. It was a small fire. The cat's fire.
Her cat looks like, you know, the cat in the Griswold Christmas now.
There's definitely some singe. Definitely some singe, but yeah, I was, because over the weekend, you know, everybody's decorating for Christmas so early, which only adds more stress, so I think, okay, maybe I can cheer myself up a little bit, I'll put some Christmas decorations out, but of course I never got to it, so I thought, well, at least I can take my fall stuff down, and so I started moving my fall stuff to one spot on my table so I could pack it up. And I bought this candle this year from Target, and it smelled great. And so I burned almost all of it down. I thought, am I going to really pack this thing up for a whole year with this much candle left? So I decided to light it. And my cat was loving up on me, and we were sitting on the couch. I was watching a movie, and all of a sudden I smelled the smell of burnt hair. That filled the whole house, and it was horrible. And I looked over, and the cat's tail is just wafting back and forth over the flames. She was so unbothered, but I had about 12 heart attacks.
Oh, yeah, nice going, Jen.
Poor buddy.
It's 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
What's new in-store at Staples?
Printing that gives you more.
HP OfficeJet Pro printers are now available with HP Plus.
HP Plus saves you money with 6 months of free ink at no extra cost and saves you trouble with double the warranty.
The OfficeJet Pro is HP's best printer for working and learning from home.
HP Plus, available only at Staples.
Shop in-store or get same day with Instacart.
See staples.com/HP Plus for details. Instacart fees, taxes, additional terms, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour, a daily tradition here on the DJV program with Victoria Keelan doing the honors. I'm Doug Steffen, to be the announcer, sort of Tech Talk time. So let's start with the electric car industry, which apparently has its own lobbying group. You'd be interested to know also that Tesla has joined the S&P 500, Victoria.
Really?
So now it has really come of age. Yeah.
A lot of Teslas on the road. I see them every single day. I see at least one Tesla now.
Yeah.
Where I live in New Jersey.
An old
so.
Hat, almost.
Depending on where you live, when we just... I'll say this really quickly before we get into the story. Recently, when we traded up our SUV, it's a Chevy, and they have a Chevy Volt, which is the little electric car. And so the car itself is only about, I don't know, maybe $12,000 or something like that. But in New Jersey, you get a five or $6,000 credit for buying an electric car. Plus, you get the federal $7,500. So basically, the sales guy was telling us the car is free. People were coming in. He said that usually they sell about three a year. They sold 25 each month for the last 4 months. So this is why, and here's the story, the electric car industry now has their own lobbying group. Then the main members are Tesla, Uber, Rivian, and Lucid. And they now have, they've created a lobbying group for electric vehicles on Capitol Hill. The group is called the Zero Emission Transportation Association. It's called ZETA. And its mission is that 100% of new car sales are electric by 2030. I don't know that they're going to hit that goal, but that is their goal. Some states are moving in that direction. California has announced its plans to ban the sale of combustion engine vehicles by 2035. New Jersey is moving towards that as well. We've got a lot of a legislation that's been passed now by our governor to install charging stations around the state. In London, they've just done it the smart way. The electric, you know, like when you, the light posts when you, on the road, side of the road.
Sure.
They're now charging stations because the electricity is already there. So they just added a little plug so you can plug into the lamplight there and go. So the group is going to push for the extension of the federal tax credit that I mentioned. That's the $7,500 federal credit that you get when you buy an electric vehicle. That was created by President Obama in 2009. It's about to run out. So this lobbying group is pushing to keep that. It's a really good incentive for people who want to buy an electric car. And then they're also going to push for infrastructure improvements, charging stations, emission
standards.
Yeah,
that's where the expense comes, yeah.
Things like
I'm
that.
I'm surprised
yeah.
this bunch hasn't canceled the thing already over the last 4 years. But they must have slipped somebody's mind. There's a new Soundbeam product that will offer immersive surround sound with a single desktop speaker. Let's find out how that works.
The Geek Out. Audio engineers are always looking for new ways to transmit audio in lifelike ways, and today we have home theaters with tons of speakers or headphones that can simulate surround sound. But last week, a company, Noveto, announced the prototype of their upcoming Soundbeam 1.0. It's a small soundbar of sorts that sits on your desk and projects a bubble of audio around your head that you can clearly hear, but anybody else near you can't. It seems to be magical technology is getting individual surround sound without headphones or a ton of speakers in a very specific spot is an intriguing advancement. The Soundbeam hopes to be ready for Christmas next year, and we've tweeted a link about it over at the Geek Out.
We have a special announcement from Dell. They're giving out new doorbusters every weekday and up to $400 off cutting-edge XPS and Alienware machines with Intel Core processors, all with complimentary shipping. Call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/Black Friday.
Hi, Victoria. What's the story with the new keyword search that's coming to Instagram?
This is great news, and this has taken a long time for Instagram to come around to this. But now, if you open up Instagram, you will notice that you can now search, and it's not just by hashtags or by accounts. You can actually search keywords. This is now launched in English-speaking countries, six countries right now, the U.S., the U.K., Ireland, and Canada. And it's available to everyone who has the app. So it's going to be rolling out to the rest of the world, but they're starting with English. And so before now, like I said, you could only search for hashtags or actual people. This time you can search for keywords. Like, and the interesting thing is they're keeping it very PG. So if you search for vaccines, QAnon, Trump, Biden, you won't get any results. But if you search for recipes, puppies, flowers, anything that's, you know, non-political, then you'll get a whole bunch of different Instagram accounts that will be relevant to what you're searching for. Mm-hmm. And so essentially I think what they're trying to do is it expands your Instagram experience because you'll find different accounts that you never would have found before being able to search. So it's actually a really good thing. It's good for, you know, it'll be good for the DJV show as well, so we can post some stuff and then people can find us.
Whoopee, I want people to find us and stay with us. We'll give you a reward, a big reward for staying here on the DJV program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.